Amen. Praise the Lord. Can I hear a living hallelujah? Let's on our feet as we read the scripture. Exodus chapter 2. We are reading from verse 1 to 10. Exodus chapter 2. And a man of the house of Levi went and took as wife a daughter of Levi. So the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him, daubed it with asphalt and pitch, put the child in it, and laid it in the reeds by the river's bank. And his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him. Then the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river. And her maidens walked along the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to get it. And when she opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the baby wept. So she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." So the maiden went and called the child's mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. And the child grew. And she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and became her son. So she called his name Moses, saying, "Because I drew him out of the water." This is the word of the Lord. Let's close our eyes as we pray this morning. Just ask God to minister to you. Let the word of God come to you. Let the word of God come to you. Several written in scriptures, and the word of the Lord came. Say, "Father, let your word come to me. Let your word come to me today." Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing already. Take all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this privilege to hear your word this morning. We are asking for the entrance of your word, that will give us light, that will give us understanding, in the name of Jesus. We ask that the heavens over us will be open. We ask that you open our eyes to see that which you have for us today, and our ears will hear clearly the words of life, in the name of Jesus. We come against whatever is not of God, that will make men to be absent-minded, that will make men to travel in their mind. We come against every such spirit in the name of Jesus. We come against every form of distraction in any way to come in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you have a free flow in this atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Let's have a seat. Our topic this morning is the agenda of God. We're looking briefly into this topic this morning, the agenda of God. We just read the passage, Exodus chapter 2, from verse 1 to 10. We have seen what happened in that these few verses that we read. But I want us to build a background for this message. We'll read a few verses in chapter 1 of Exodus, because it started from there. If you look at verse 8 of chapter 1, "So now there arose a new king over Egypt, who did not know Joseph,
And he said to his people, look, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. And come, let us deal sweetly with them, lest they multiply. And it happened in the event of war that they also join our enemies and fight against us. And so go up at Ageth and go up out of the land. Now if you go to verse 15, then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of one was Shiprah, and the name of the other Puah, and said, when you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew women, and see them on the best tools, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God, and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive. Now look at verse 22. The king took another measure again by that same decree. So he said, so Pharaoh commanded all his people, this time around, not just using the midwives, when that did not work, he said, everyone, every son who is born, you shall cast into the river, and every daughter, you shall save alive. This actually is the atmosphere where Moses was born. Such a terrible time with so much oppression, injustice, so much discrimination, poverty, and hard labor. So much oppression in the time that he was born. And in fact, at that time, a death sentence was on every male child that will be born. Praise the Lord. And ordinarily, one will be asking, if you were to be matured to, you know, to be in the position of Moses, you'll be saying, why will I be born in such a time? Why will I be born by this kind of parents? Why will this be happening to my people? Why am I here in the first place? Why am I in the land of Egypt? Why am I not born somewhere else? So all the odds were against Moses. But the beauty of it is that God had an agenda. God had a plan. And if you look at the passage we read, God was working out his plan. You know, you see the invisible hand of God working in the midst of the things. Even as the enemy was flying and put his strategies in place, God was working. Praise the Lord. God worked and it turned out to be great and mighty. You can see very passages read from chapter 1, where the king, who did not know Joseph, came up and said, ah, this is why a threat to us. We must do something to bring them down. We must do something to reduce their number. And he made a decree that every child should be killed. Praise the Lord. And that was what he did. As he met the midwives, they didn't do what he asked them to do because they feared the Lord. He went down and made all his officers, anytime, anywhere, you see any child, name child giving birth to, that child should be killed. And that was it. And I believe that many of such children born at that time that Moses was born were killed. But God preserved Moses. God preserved his child because of his plan, because of his agenda. Praise the Lord. I want to let us know this morning that God has an agenda for your life. Hallelujah. God has a plan for your life, even as you are seated there now. In fact, that's why he has kept you alive, to bring his purpose, his counsel to pass. That's why God has kept you alive. All that's been happening in your life, God has been working something mighty, great, that he wants to bring to pass in your life. And sometimes in the past, to this greatness, in the path of this God's agenda, there are the ups and the downs that you pass through, even when God is working. He allows these things, you know, to prove his glory and his power, to also prove to us that as human, your abilities are limited. Praise the Lord. If you look at the passage that we read in chapter 2, let's go back to chapter 2, you can see that when the mother of Moses saw that this child was beautiful, in fact, the writers, those who translated, could not even find a very more appropriate English word to use. So the young man was beautiful, but the mother saw beyond beautiful. Praise the Lord. In fact, the mother perceived that this child is a special child. And that's why, you know that she had other children before now. You have Mary and then Aaron. But this very one was special. And what did she do? The Bible says that she hid him. How many months? 3 months! And you can imagine the midst of these 3 months, the fear, always washing. Are they coming? When the child starts to cry, they will press the mouth of the child. Don't cry, you know what's happening. What's happening to you? And all that. They did everything to hide this child for 3 months. It was not easy. You know the only language that anybody immediately speaks is what? It's to cry. That's the language. And they tried. The Bible said that after these three months, in verse 3, the Bible said, when she could no longer hide him, praise the Lord. That's where human ability. You know, you can see the limitation there. She has tried to do some things. Yes, God allows us to actually play some role to do some things in the past of destiny, in the things that we pass through. But there's a point you come to in life where you see that you cannot actually help yourself. What do you do at that point? What do you do? And I see God. She actually thought of a plan. What do I do? Let's make her something. The Bible, not very interesting. Basket. No, this version is the one. She took an ark of bulrushes for him and made it such a way that, you know, her mind was about places, in the river there, and to ensure that water does not go in. Oh, she was probably in her mind, okay, after all, this child is going to die, so what do I do? Just take the child there and let's see what is going to happen. But she didn't know that all those thoughts in walking out, making that to place the baby inside God, even in her hands, praise the Lord. God was working in her mind. You know, when God is bringing his agenda to pass, he's working at his purpose, he will put us in your mind, praise the Lord. He will give you suggestions, he will give you creative abilities to be able to bring his purpose to pass. But what I want us to know today is that we must, you know, allow God to help us to be able to perceive that God is up to something. Praise the Lord, because the mother saw that this child is a special child. Hallelujah. Sometimes our circumstances make us to forget or not to see what God is doing. She might as well just be thinking of the oppression and this very deadly decree of the king and not bother. But when she gave birth to this child, see, this one is a special child and something must be done. And God was what actually made her to see this child as a special child. She must have seen the glory of God in the child. See, this one, God has an agenda for this one and he will not die. And start working at something. Praise the Lord. And I pray that God will work at his purpose and counsel concerning our lives in Jesus' name. Can I hear you? Amen. So you can see that she started walking. And after making that act, she went and placed it by the river bank. And placed the younger sister in verse 4. And the sister stood afar off. In fact, this sister of Moses was around about 3 years. In the 3 years, possibly, little girl. You know, so you can see that the mother took a lot of risk. And as I was thinking, I see that it's possible that this man did not want to see the child just die like that. See, Miriam, you can just stay around. I'm going back to pain. That's the pain of a mother. And she has taken time to keep this baby for about 3 months. And yet she's going to place the baby there, not minding what can happen to the baby. And that's the very place. He said that whenever they find any male child, she should throw them into that very bed. And that's where she was going to place the child. So we wonder, probably to judge her. You say, what's wrong with this woman? Don't she know? Would she not think that if they are carrying other babies to go and throw into the river, they will see, probably see that basket there and just pick the baby and throw her into the Nile? But God was working. So say God was working. God was working. Yes, but God was fully in charge. He was moving his hands and things were working. Though she could not perceive that. Was moving mightily. And so she went. Now one of the things that I discovered there that the Nile Then the Egyptian sees one of the rivers that they cherish so much. In fact, they worship the Nile. So to the Pharaoh, as far as is concerned, all those children that will be thrown, they will be sacrificed to their gods. But you know what? The same river, this dangerous river, where these children should die, where Moses ordinarily would have been thrown into, though was placed there by the mother, it was that place. I call it as the river of destiny for Moses. Praise the Lord. God went to that river. In fact, and made sure all the dangerous animals, dangerous things that would have eaten up that baby would not have any contact with that baby. Praise the Lord. God preserved him. So, God used as the events begin to unfold. If you read this passage very well, it's like a drama. Sometimes we wonder, did this thing actually happen? But God was fully in charge of this drama. It's a drama of life that took place in this place because God has an interest. Praise the Lord. God has an interest in that child. God has an agenda for that child's life. And God was not just looking at the child. He was looking at his people, the people of Israel. He was looking at his nation. I've seen that when God, wants to save a nation, it starts with one individual. Praise the Lord. When God wants to deliver you, he sends a man into your life. He sends someone that he will use as an instrument to bring his counsel to pass. And God was going to do one of the unthinkable things, humanly. Ordinarily, when you talk about Pharaoh's daughter coming to see this child, and what would have been the first thing that she will do? Is to just execute the order of the father. Praise the Lord. What am I saying there? But another thing I see here is that God made sure that she saw that ark floating on the water. And that's God's direction also. And not just that, Churabasa is one of those things that is floating across. We have lived in Bibaran area before. Sometimes you can see things floating and all that. See, go and bring that for me. And when they opened it, the baby cried. And that cry to Pharaoh's daughter, touched their hearts. And what came out was compassion for the child. Praise the Lord. So the enemy's daughter that would have executed the counsel, the decree of the father, became the one that God used to preserve the life of the child. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. And I want to pray for someone here today that the same place where they are saying that, it's over for you and all that is needed is just to put you down because that's the end of your life. That's where God will be picking you up in the name of Jesus. Where your life is to be terminated. The same people we speak again and say this one should live. That will be your portion in the name of Jesus. I know that God will not allow a man to die who is carrying his agenda. Hallelujah. When the agenda of God is upon your life, he will preserve you. He will use anything. He will use people, the very unlikely people, to preserve his agenda because he must surely come to pass. One thing I saw in the passage that Moses must get to the palace and God must use somebody to do that. Hallelujah. Because God was looking at the future. How am I going to bring these people out? And who will be able to challenge Pharaoh? Someone must go there to know every secret. Someone must be trained by this same man to know the secrets of this land. And someone must connect him to the palace. Praise the Lord. And Pharaoh's daughter was used. God did that because ordinarily, who will just present Moses to the Pharaoh and he will just accept when he has made a decree. And you know how fierce, how terrible the Pharaohs were at that time. And God used it all to bring, to bring Moses to the palace. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. So by the decree Moses should be thrown into the Nile to die. But by divine arrangement, Moses was preserved in the Nile. Where other children died, he was preserved. He was cared for because God has something to perform in his life. Pharaoh's daughter moved Moses closer to his destiny. Hallelujah. God will send someone into your life that will move you closer to your destiny in the name of Jesus. God will send people into your life. If you look into the life of Moses and God bringing out his agenda, you can see so many people in his life. He started with his immediate family, the parents, the mother and the father, and the siblings. Miriam was there for Moses, and God brought Pharaoh's daughter. All these people, God was working at each point in time to bring his counsel, his purpose to pass. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And it's my prayer that God will send the right people at the right time into your life in the name of Jesus. Everything worked as God programmed it. Why is it that it was that day that Moses was to be dropped in the Nile that Pharaoh's daughter just suddenly realized, I must go and bait today, I must go out myself. Because the invisible hand of God was fully moving things. Hallelujah. God will move things in your favor in the name of Jesus. God will move men in your favor in the name of Jesus. You may not know what God is going to use. You may not know who God is going to use. But when you want to use anyone, all he needs to do is to touch the heart of that person. Like the way God touched the heart of Pharaoh's daughter. Just touch the heart and that was it. She took this baby and had compassion on the baby. And in fact, as God will walk, when Miriam appeared, little girl, ordinarily, would you come to counsel the princess? Hallelujah. When the maidens are there, when the special advisors are there, well, how should it take counsel from the little child? But because God was in the little child, because God was in the mouth of the little child, say, Ma, should I go and call one of the Hebrew women to know this child for you? And she said, go ahead. Hallelujah. When God wants to work for you, he will bring men that will give the right counsel. When they are saying, this one must not be promoted, someone will say, let her be promoted. So shall it be for you in the name of Jesus. When you are thinking that all is over, because honestly, Moses should just die. He was already close to the grave because the Nile was the grave that was prepared for children of his age, of his sex. The Nile was the grave. But in that place, I see the picture of Jesus that died, that was buried, that rose again, and took away our sin. Hallelujah! Put your hands together for Jesus. He's worthy of praise. God will walk in your favor in the name of Jesus. God was just doing great things and making things to work out. Everyone was working to ensure that the agenda of God, it comes to pass. Even the maidens. In fact, as I read that scripture, the Bible said when Pharaoh's daughter and the maids came to the river, instead of starting to begin to watch, as the Bible said, she walked by the side of the river. God is, at least we are used to remote control. If there's anybody that uses remote control very well, it's God. Hallelujah. He just said, begin to walk. Don't beat now. Just walk by the side of the river. Because she must see Moses. Because Moses must get to the palace. Hallelujah. And when God wants to walk for you, everything will be on standstill until you are lifted up. Praise the Lord. And I pray for you today that God is lifting you up in the name of Jesus. And you will bring the right man into your life in the name of Jesus. Only God can do this. Only God can act this kind of movie. No one can do it. And I pray God will bring it to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And Moses got to the palace. And one thing that we can see from there, when the mother finally came, hallelujah, I don't know how she will feel when she was called upon. I don't know whether she will cry. But I know that there will be tears of joy, because while she was dropping Moses there, she was crying. Hallelujah. You know a mother, and you know. Mothers here, you know what you do. They pay for your children. You know what it takes. And she was crying. But this time around, she was called. This baby, you are going to have this baby and take care of this baby for some time. And not just that, you'll be paid by the state to take care of this baby. Hallelujah. So, the same government that made the decree to kill this child began to train the child. The child was given scholarship to the best university in the world at that time. God will do it for you in the name of Jesus. It is that the agenda of God is upon your life. God has a purpose to accomplish. And because he has a purpose, go and read the scripture anywhere. Whenever God wants to achieve something, he will do everything and anything to bring it to pass. When the Lord sent his angel to meet Gideon in that hiding place, the angel greeted him, "Oh, well done, thou mighty man of valor." And he was saying, "What are you trying to say?" But God, because he insisted, because God has already determined that this young boy must deliver the people of Israel, God brought him out, empowered him, and used him mightily. Praise the Lord. And that's what God is doing for us in this season, in the name of Jesus. God will bring his counsel and his purpose to pass in the name of Jesus. So I see these many helpers that God sent his way to greatness. And my prayer for someone here today is that God will send your helpers, and they will locate you in the name of Jesus. Your helpers will locate you in the name of Jesus. Your helpers will locate you in the name of Jesus. Moses found favor in the sight of Pharaoh's daughter. It was favor. The favor located him, and he was brought out of that place. You know what? The devil's plan was to terminate his life. And because he would not want God's purpose to be accomplished in your life, he tried to do it for Jesus. When Jesus was born, all these Herod and these Pharaohs, they have this aggressive and wicked nature of doing their things. And when Jesus was born, the Herod did the same thing, that how do we terminate this destiny? How do we put this one out? And he made a decree, all children below the age of 2 should be killed. And you know what God did? Because Jesus was God's agenda, because Jesus was God's plan for his own counsel to be fulfilled, he did everything to preserve the life of Jesus. Hallelujah. He did everything, and that's how he was preserved. Praise the Lord Jesus. So all the plans of the devil to terminate the life of Moses was aborted. And I pray today that every plan of the devil to frustrate your destiny so you will not fulfill God's purpose for your life will be aborted in the name of Jesus. Those plans will be aborted in the name of Jesus. The devil planned an early death for Moses so that everything about his life can be quenched. Let's not hear about him again. This one is going to cause terror to our kingdom. But God turned the tables. Hallelujah. I pray for someone here today that the Lord will turn the tables in your favor in the name of Jesus. Every devil that is trying to plan, always put plans in place to see that you do not come to the fullness of God's purpose for your life, that devil will be frustrated in the name of Jesus. That devil will be frustrated in the name of Jesus. Denial became an opportunity for Moses to shine forth. Hallelujah. He was kept in the Nile. Hallelujah. And I decree upon someone here today, you will not die before your time. You will not die before your time. And don't allow the devil to make you feel that it is over for you. Don't allow the devil make you feel that it is over for you. The parents of Moses did not just conclude that after all, there's a decree. What are we going to do? We have tried our best. Sometimes you may have tried and as if God is coming slow, but watch it. God is busy working for you. And the Bible tells me that all things work together for good to them that love God. And I pray for you today that all things will work together for your good in the name of Jesus. And he was trained. God was preparing him. So one of the things I see in God's plan here, you see the perception of the parents when they saw that this boy was a special child. You see divine providence working out everything for him. You see the preservation of his life. You see the protection. You see the plan of God. And you see God's purpose being preserved. I want to let you know that God has a purpose for your life. I want to pray in the direction that God, your purpose for my life, you will bring it to pass. Whatever it will take God, he will do it. And you will know it in the name of Jesus. God will bring it to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. Now let's read Acts chapter 7. We're already closing this message. Acts chapter 7, we just read A few verses around 21, 22, the Acts chapter 7. Alright, let me read from verse 20. At this time Moses was born, I was talking about a terrible time, and was well pleasing to God. And he was brought up in his father's house for 3 months. But when he was set out, Pharaoh's daughter took him away and brought him up as her own son. And Moses was learning all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and what? In deeds. He was mighty. You see what the devil saw while he was playing all the games to see how this child will be killed. They tried it at the time he was given birth to. The midwife said, no, we fear God. This one must not die. Even when he made a decree, I extended the decree to all the officers to start searching and looking for all the children around, God hid him. And I pray that God will hide you from all your enemies in the name of Jesus. They will not see you in the name of Jesus. And the number of your days you will fulfill in the mighty name of Jesus. As I conclude, I see the picture of redemption in what happened here. The agenda of God. I see the picture of redemption. Moses is a type of Jesus Christ that that had to go through the Nile like dying for our sins so they can go and take the key of life from the palace. Hallelujah. He went there to take that key of life so that he can be a savior to the people of God. He was raised to life from slavery to freedom, so I can have the liberty to move around to carry out God's counsel. You know, this time around, he will be executing as a son of the Pharaoh. Praise the Lord. And you know, with that, he has privileges and rights to move around, to make decrees, to do things that God has put in his mind. And that's what Jesus came to do for us. The agenda of God was to deliver the nation of Israel from the oppression of the devil. I want to conclude by saying that every agenda of God starts, the execution of the agenda starts with a man. It extends to his family. It extends to his nation. So as you are seated here now, what God's agenda on your life is not just for you to have some comfort. It's for his greater picture to redeem his people. And I want to say this morning that even the people that God will use to deliver this nation from the hands of the wicked, they are here. Hallelujah. We are here. So begin to see. Allow God to help you to see what God is saying. Begin to see the opportunities that God has sent before you. You know, the parents saw Moses as an opportunity and they preserved it. And God's purpose was preserved. Let's on our feet this morning. We're already praying, trusting God to help us this morning. As we pray, begin to appreciate him because he has a plan for your life. You will not die before your time. So do not be afraid of the king's decree. Do not be afraid of the oppressions in our time, in our days. Do not be afraid of the hardship. Do not be afraid of the kings. Do not be afraid of what the devil is doing. God has a plan. He is going to execute his plan and purpose through you. I want you to position yourself as the parents of Moses position themselves, and Moses came through them. Who among us here? God is going to wrought his deliverance through you, but you must position yourself and allow yourself to be used. They were willing to release Moses. They were willing to release Moses so that God's purpose and counsel can be fulfilled. I want to present yourself this morning to the Lord. Say, Father, I'm available to you. I'm available, Lord. You can use me. I'm available. I'm not afraid of the decrees. I'm not afraid of the trials. I'm not afraid of the persecutions of the times that we are in. I'm not afraid. I'm all out for you, Lord. Oh, you can use me. Yes, your agenda is upon my life, and I'm going to fulfill it. Your grace is going to sustain him. You preserve Moses. You will also preserve me. I must get to the palace to execute the agenda of my father. Father, I receive grace today to execute this counsel. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace to execute your counsel and your purpose. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And lastly, we pray. Whatsoever that want to terminate your destiny, any power that want to terminate your destiny so that you will not fulfill God's purpose, that power must come down. Begin to open your mouth. Now we know. At the time of Moses, they may not know very well, but now we know. The one that was behind the plans, we know. Raise your voice and say, Lord, any plan and every plan to terminate my destiny, any plan to terminate the destiny of my children, so that they will not fulfill the purpose of God for their lives, oh Lord, let their plan be terminated. In the name of Jesus, bring it to naught. The Bible said it shall not come to pass. It shall not stand. In the name of Jesus, it shall not stand. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Last prayer we pray. The right place, the right people. The right place, the right people. You are going to pray, say, Lord, you will place me in my right position. I will be at a point where you will meet with me. And the right people that you have sent will meet with me. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. I will be at the right place. I will be at the right place. I will not meet my day of visitation. I will not meet my day of destiny. I will not meet my day of deliverance. I will not miss it. Oh my God. The right people that you will send, they will meet with me. In the name of Jesus. I will not be missing in the day of my blessing. I will not be missing in the day of my promotion. My fire should not be missing in the day of my promotion. I will not be missing, Lord. Your purpose will be accomplished in my life. And your hand will work it out. Hey, Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you. You are the God that works in mysterious ways. Your wonders to perform. And Lord, we pray this morning, as you have revealed to us in the scriptures, you are the God that works to make things to work out for your own glory and praise. We ask this morning that your invisible hand will begin to work in our lives. In the name of Jesus. You will take over our legs. You will take over our mind. You will take over our hands and begin to move them in the direction of your will. In the name of Jesus. Father, wherever our helpers are, those you have put in place to lift us up, those you have put in place to help us to get to a place of destiny. Oh Lord, I pray, cause them to locate us in the name of Jesus. The Bible said that night the king could not sleep. He was just moving around. What must be done to this man whom the king delights to honor? Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Our helpers will not sleep in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. Lord, you will help us by your grace to fulfill your purpose for our lives. We will not shy away from it. We will face it squarely because your grace is sufficient. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.